Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for June 16, 2017. The court case against a 28-year-old Bulgarian man who kicked a woman down the U-Bahn stairs at Hermannstrasse has started. The brutality of the incident created a public uproar. The published CCTV footage showed the man kicking the victim in the back without warning, causing her to fall down the stairs, break her arm, and sustain a head injury. Public prosecution is charging the man with assault. Before the charges were read in court, the defense challenged a jurywoman on grounds of bias. She is being accused of making derogatory statements about criminal youths with migrant backgrounds in two letters to the Tagesspiegel in 2010 and 2011. Now the court must investigate this challenge. A decision on how the case will proceed will be made on Tuesday. If the objection is accepted, the jurywoman must be replaced, causing the entire judicial process to be delayed for several days or even weeks. A psychiatric expert is expected to decide whether the defendant is fully responsible for his actions and psychologically fit to stand trial. A Saudi Arabian ambassador caused a deadly accident on Tuesday evening. While his car was parked in a no-parking zone, he opened one of the doors. A passing bicyclist could not evade the door in time, struck it, and suffered severe head injuries. The 55-year-old cyclist died in the hospital on Wednesday. Police stated that he was not wearing a helmet. Ordinarily, an accident of this magnitude would require an investigation. In this case, however, this will not be the situation, as diplomats enjoy special protection from the law in order to not be prosecuted for political reasons. Traffic violations caused by embassy vehicles are quite usual in Berlin. Last year, more than 22,000 incidents were counted by the police, mostly speeding and parking tickets. The embassy has released a condolence message and stated that they are in contact with the Department of Foreign Affairs. The German bicycle club, ADFC, held a vigil for the deceased biker on Thursday. He is the 13th victim to lose their life in traffic this year. Two independent events caused traffic standstills in Berlin yesterday. At Westhofen U-Bahn station, a defective brake led to the formation of smoke and a train had to be evacuated, causing the U9 line to be interrupted for 40 minutes between Leopoldplatz and Zoologischer Garten. At Alexanderplatz, an unattended suitcase caused another police operation. Car and train traffic was interrupted while police investigated. The contents of the suitcase was found to be laundry. Forgotten items are repeatedly causing complex police operations. This week, the M10 tram at Warschauerstrasse was affected, and on Saturday, an unattended cooler had to be destroyed by a robot in Spandau. 80 pieces by one of the most notorious and famous street artists are in Berlin until September 15th. The Art of Banksy is being exhibited at the Adlon Hotel. The show is being curated by Banksy's ex-manager, Steve Lazaridis, and will feature works including Girl with Balloon, Kate Moss, and Forgive Us. The show, which is not authorized by the artist, has already been to Istanbul, Melbourne, Amsterdam, and Antwerp. Banksy has been hiding his or her true identity for many years and has never made a public appearance. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.